Hi there. This is Ethan with the Hair Relaxer Help Team. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, this is Rolanda Webb.
Hey there, Rolanda. So my name's Ethan. We're on a recorded line here. How are you at the moment?
I'm doing okay.
Really glad to hear that. Now, I take it you were interested in seeing if you can participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So, Rolanda, do you have an attorney already that's helping you file a claim for this?
No.
Okay, can you confirm to me under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you, correct?
Correct.
Okay, was it you or a loved one that was using hair relaxing chemicals within the past 20 years?
Myself.
Gotcha. And then after using hair relaxers, were you diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
I'm really sorry to hear about that. What kind of cancer was it?
Ovarian.
Okay, gotcha. Do you happen to remember the subtype? If not, that's okay.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
No worries.
The subtype, stage one.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, stage one ovarian cancer. So then you would, of course, be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
So sorry. Let me get a
No
drink of
worries.
water.
Take your time. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry about that. I'm back.
Yeah, hey, no worries at all. If you're not feeling well or if you ever need to go get a glass of water, you just let me know, okay?
Okay.
In any case, I will also let you know before we continue that there is a time limit for your participation on this lawsuit, and it changes on a state-to-state basis. So I will need to ask you, when were you diagnosed with cancer?
My diagnosis was in May
May of this year?
2024. Yes.
Okay, May, do you remember the exact day?
The exact day was May 12, 2024.
Okay, and what state was this diagnosis in?
Maryland.
Okay, let me check here. Okay, yes. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with cancer?
My doctor's name is, so sorry. It's Dr. Dwight Aim.
You said Dr.
My aunt.
Dwight.
Yes, I am the last name.
Okay, Dwight, and then last name just letter I and letter M, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what hospital was this at?
Mercy Hospital, Mercy Medical Center.
Okay, Mercy Medical Center. Let
I'm
me
sorry,
just
you said the doctor that diagnosed me or the doctor that treated me?
diagnosed.
Oh, okay, that was my OBGYN.
Okay, gotcha. And what was their name?
So that is Dr. Teresa Diaz Montes.
Okay, Teresa Dear Montrez. Could you spell that for
D
me,
yeah.
please?
Yes. Teresa, TERESA, Diaz is DIAZ and dash MONTES.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for confirming. And was this at Mercy Medical Center or was this somewhere else?
Yeah, it was the same place. Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Is it the one on 345 St. Paul?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for confirming. I'll go ahead and just pull that information and copy and paste it. And now, how old would you have been at this time when you were diagnosed with cancer?
49.
Okay, gotcha. 49. And then I just want to confirm as well, you're not currently living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, are you?
No.
Okay. And were you using hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Gotcha. On average, how many times a year were you using hair relaxer?
Five.
Okay, about five then. And then you did already confirm that it was Mercy Medical Center where you were diagnosed, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, currently you're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and Rolanda, what is your birthday?
August 2nd, 1975.
Gosh, 75. Okay, so you just turned 49 or you just turned 50?
Yes.
Gotcha, yeah. My mother actually just turned 50. That was November 9th. Okay, glad I remember that. If not, that would be concerning. Yeah, November 9th, she just turned. So yeah, you're about the same age.
Yep.
Additionally, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And do you also happen to know anyone else, any friends or family that was diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers who could need some help?
No, not offhand.
Okay, yeah, if you don't, then don't worry about it. Rolanda, how old were you when you started using hair relaxer?
Oh, let me see. That was in 2005. How old was I then?
Yeah, I could just run some math. So 2005 minus 1975. So you would have been about 30.
Only about 30.
Okay, gotcha.
I
And you
had my
said you
third.
started using it in 2005, right?
Yes.
Okay, do you remember the month or the time of year that this would have been?
When I started, oh, probably around August, around my birthday.
Okay, makes sense. So I'll just go ahead and put August 1st, 2005 as your best estimate. And when did you stop using hair relaxer?
May of this year, 2024.
Okay, I'll put down May 1, 2024. And you did say you were getting it about five times a year, correct?
Correct.
Okay, between 2005 to 2024, was there ever a period where you stopped using hair relaxer and then started again?
No.
Okay, so you would have used it then for 19 consecutive years, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and were you getting hair relaxer treatments in a salon? Were you applying it yourself at home, or was it both?
No, just at the salon.
Okay, do you happen to have any receipts that would show your salon visits? If not, that's okay.
No, they don't really give you a receipt.
Yeah, don't worry about that. You're not currently using hair relaxers, are you?
No, I've stopped. Yes,
Okay,
I
and
have
I would,
to.
gotcha. I would assume then you don't have any receipts of purchase or any leftover bottles then either, do you?
No.
Okay, yeah, and don't worry about that either. Do you know the names of the brand products that you were using?
Yes, it was L'Oreal Dark and Lovely. It was like was my favorite, but
Gotcha, yeah. I think so far, out of all the women that I've spoken to so far, Dark and Lovely seems to be the most common one. I would say probably followed by African Pride, L'Oreal too, as well, actually.
okay, yep.
Yeah, and you were using both of those for the entire 19 years?
Yes.
Okay, now this next question, the phrasing might be a little bit confusing, but I'll break it down slowly. So, did your cancer diagnosis happen at least 2 years after you first started using hair relaxer for 1 year, right?
So you said, did it happen at least 2 years after I started
Yes.
using it?
For a full year, yeah.
No. It was later.
Okay, so it was more than 2 years after that.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And then you did already say that there was never a period where you stopped using hair relaxer during that time, right?
Right.
Okay. And when did you first become aware of the connection between hair relaxers and your cancer diagnosis?
That was by my OBGYN through some testing.
Gotcha. Okay, I see. And then, so this would have been around the time that you were diagnosed, right?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of treatment were you receiving?
I received chemotherapy, immunotherapy, I had to have surgery, complete hysterectomy, and then just some pain medicine for all of the treatment.
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear that you had to deal with all that. I know it sounds like probably super difficult. How are you doing now?
I'm doing okay. I'm just still trying to get through a lot of things.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing better now. And I would assume your treatment would have started in May as well then. Do you remember the exact day?
The day that it started. Let me see. Trying to go back to my calendar. Yeah, it started May 15th.
Okay.
So just a couple days. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I think you did say it was Dr. Dwight that treated you, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Dwight, and then just want to confirm, so that's Dwight, and then last name, I-M.
Correct.
Okay, and this was also at Mercy Medical Center?
Yes, everything was at Mercy.
Okay, perfect. 345 St. Paul Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21202. I can pull all that information, makes it very easy for me. In addition, before your cancer diagnosis, did you have any other pre-existing major conditions such as other cancer, diabetes, etc.?
No.
Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Alrighty. And then as sent to me on my file, I have your first name here as Rolanda, R-O-L-A-N-D-A, and then last name Webb. W-E-B-B. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you also have a middle name that you go by?
No.
Okay. Do you happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
No.
Okay. And what is your social?
213-86-1324.
Okay, just want to confirm I heard that correctly. 213-86-1324.
Yes, that's correct.
Alrighty, perfect. Thank you for confirming. I have your email here as rolanda4house@aol.com.
Yes, I still use AOL.
Gotcha, yeah. I'm sure you've guessed already, but I am far too young to be familiar with AOL, to be honest with you. That would have been more like my mom's time and my dad's time as well. Yeah. And then I have your phone number here as 443-768-3352.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And am I calling you on your smartphone or is this a home line?
Oh, smartphone.
Okay. And Rolanda, what's your address?
It's 9802 Marsh, M-A-R-S-H. Haven, H-A-V-E-N, Court, Baltimore, Maryland, 21220.
Okay, perfect. I found it. In addition, is there a unit or apartment number, or is this just your home?
Just my home.
Okay, perfect. So that's 9802 Marsh Haven Court, and that's Baltimore, Maryland, 21220.
Yes.
Okay. In addition, do you have documentary support, any medical records that would show your date of diagnosis?
I can get them from the hospital, I guess.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, most definitely. I wouldn't expect you to have them on hand, but you would know they can be retrieved?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't have the copies, correct?
Oh, correct. Yeah.
Gotcha. Don't worry about that either. Our attorney partners are specialists in this field, and so they should be able to just pull it on your behalf. Lastly, we're almost done here, actually, Rolanda. So all I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out to just in case anything happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time in order to continue your case. Otherwise, we would never reach out to them. Do you have anyone you want to use as your emergency contact?
James.
Okay, you said James and then same last name?
Yes.
Okay, and who is this person to you?
A husband.
Gotcha. He lives with you?
Yes.
Okay, and what's his phone number?
667-600-9220.
667-600-9220.
Correct.
Okay, now we're almost done here. Lastly, all I'm going to do is I'm just going to read off a quick compliance checklist. This is basically just a reminder and a brief summary of everything we've gone over so I can make sure that everything we've discussed is true and accurate before I send it to our attorney partners. I'll read off a few items. If anything sounds incorrect, you can interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Rolando, we did confirm that you don't have representation from an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone else to help you. You were diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer products. In your case, it was, I believe, ovarian cancer, right?
Yes.
And then you were diagnosed more than 2 years after you were using hair relaxers for a year. You did use hair relaxers at least 4 times in a year. And then you were also using hair relaxers within the past 20 years.
Yes.
In addition, you were diagnosed with cancer on May 12th of 2024.
Yes.
Okay, that's perfect. That all looks good to me then. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign digitally, which should only take about a minute. I'm just going to make a draft and build it for myself first, so that way I can review it, make sure I didn't make any mistakes or maybe misinput your information. Then I'll send it over to you so I can make sure I get this done correctly the first time, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
So I'll go ahead and take a peek at them here for myself. Okay, Rolando Webb, I see you right there. 9802 Marsh Haven Court, Baltimore 21220. Okay. Your birthday is August 2nd of 1975, and your social is 213861324.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end, and you should receive a text message within the next few seconds. It'll contain a DocuSign link.
Okay.
That's going to be the link you can use to digitally sign these documents. These are retaining documents stating, firstly, that our attorney partners will be representing you for this lawsuit. Secondly, it also just gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf. While you're doing that as well, I'll also send you a text message from my personal office number. It's going to come from a 949 number. That's going to be the number you can use to reach me if at any point in the future you have any questions or concerns, okay?
Okay.
As far as the documents are concerned, just pay attention. There's going to be some fields where it asks you just for initials, other it'll ask you for a full signature. Other than that, it's pretty easy. And if you need any help, just let me know.
Okay. I'm going through it now. Oh, this is tiny.
Yeah, I know. All the text is really small. I had to zoom in on it, to be honest with you.
Okay. And it's okay for me to use my finger to sign on the phone,
Yes.
right? Okay.
And while you're doing that, so I just sent you that text message, and I will also send you an email. It'll contain my personal contact card and my company card as well, just in case you may need that as well.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Once you're finished, just let me know so that way I can give it a quick once over and make sure it gets processed correctly.
Okay. I could finish. Okay, it should be done. It's asking me to get started with sending documents.
Okay, yes, you already clicked finish and submit.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That should be the last thing you do. If it asks you to make an account for DocuSign, don't worry about that. You can if you want to, but it's not necessary. And
Okay.
alrighty, so I'll take a peek here. I see your signature, looks good, Rolanda Webb. I see your initials there as well. And already perfect. That looks good to me. So, Rolanda, that's all I needed from you today. Really thankful for your time and your patience. Just gonna let you know from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next several days or maybe about a week or so. It just depends on how busy they are, but it should come sometime during that time. They're just gonna quickly re-verify all your information to make sure it's correct. Then and only then can they officially start working on your case. So it's very important you answer that call. But once you get that taken care of, it should be the last thing you need to do.
Okay.
But yeah.
What's the attorney's name? Who
Yeah,
am I
so the
looking for to?
attorney that we're partnering with on this one, we actually have several partners. So let me just check here. I do believe it's going to be Robin Law. If you want, I can actually, or sorry, this one, yeah. Robin Law is going to be the department that handles your paperwork. This one is going to be Pulaski Kirker, PLLC.
Okay.
Yeah, so what, if you want, I can actually send you another text message and I'll give you their website and their callback number as well.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, give me just a second. Let me pull up my file on this just so I can get it for you. Pulaski Kirker, where is it? Okay. Pulaski Kirker. Okay, gotcha. Got their website right here. So their website, it's going to be pulaskilawfirm.com. I'll send that to you right there. And then in addition, their callback number, I'll send this to you as well. It's going to be 909-906-3862. Oh, sorry, I mistyped that. The first one I sent you is not correct. I've made a typo. So 909-906-3862. This is the
Okay.
correct number. The one above is a typo. Okay, yeah. Oh, wait, I made another typo. Just kidding. I am so sorry.
Not too bad.
909-906-3862. All right, let me make sure I got that correct. Yeah, 909-906 3862. Okay. Yes. So that is the actual correct number, 3909. Just to let you know, though, sometimes because they have multiple lines and they do a lot of these phone calls, they might reach out to you either from an 800 or an 808 number. So I would most likely expect it from that. But the 909 number, that's the best number to reach them if you want to call them yourself.
Okay,
So,
sounds
yeah.
good.
So yeah, just make sure you're looking out for that again. And then, did you have any other questions or concerns?
Did you say you sent me a copy of the documents I signed, or
Yes,
did you?
DocuSign itself should have sent it to your email.
Okay, got it.
Yes, and then the email I sent you, that's just going to have my contact and my company information.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
Alrighty, well, if that's all, then I do wish you all the best, Rolanda, and happy holidays.
Thank you so much, and thanks to you.
Absolutely. You take care. Thank you.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye now.